This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, it helps when you have the microphone in front of your mouth, right? Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and the chat room and texting and tweeting. Come on, you know the drill, right? Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the actual solution. Man, has it been like crazy town all weekend? Anybody else get, you know, when Kimberly joins me, Kimberly Marin will join me like she does all the time on Mondays. It's been like crazy town all weekend, right? We have elected officials talking about burning the place down. Come on, let that sink in for a second. They're going to burn the place down because they don't like that the president, the duly elected president, that they've been fighting for four, you hear me? 4 years, because they don't like it. They're scared. You know what it is? They're scared of him. That's what it is. He doesn't have the swamp smell on him like the rest of them do. Even our own people. Some of those senators like Romney, give me a break. He is not self-righteous by going, yeah, well, you know, we shouldn't be voting for, the president shouldn't nominate anybody. We shouldn't be. Why? Mitt, show me where that is in the Constitution. Are you no longer going by the Constitution? Are you now going by gut feeling? Come on, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to learn, Mitt. Really trying to learn. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love how they do this, though. Selective memory, or what is it called? Selective recall? That's the other one I always love. Right? They don't remember what they were saying and what they have said in the past about all of this. Although I'm not so sure they care. But you know what I love? Ginsburg, she has reached out from beyond the grave to slap these people in the head. Right? We're arguing over what to do about the vacancy of the Supreme Court. And this argument's only getting started, right? But I think we should do exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg told us to do. And here's my argument with some of my friends on the left, which are their heads are exploding right now. So they're all over there going, hey, you know what Mitch did? Well, you know, he did it, so therefore we shouldn't pick one until after the press. Okay, great. Let's follow your logic. So is right right? So in other words, the left keeps telling us, no one is above the law. We need to follow the law. We can't keep breaking the law. And yet, the president is still the president until January 20th. That's the last day he gets to hold power. It doesn't say it gets put on hold in the year of an election. Right? And even though Mitch McConnell, he told President Obama, hey, we're not going to bring anybody forward. We're not going to vote on anybody. But you do have the right to nominate, but I wouldn't waste my time. So what did President Obama do at the time? He nominated. Yeah, you heard me. He nominated, didn't he? So what does that tell you? So President Trump should nominate, and depending on who's in the Senate, who's taking care of the Senate, what have you, they should move forward from there. Right? McConnell doesn't have to bring this one forward as well. So, following the death of Anthony Scalia, the Republican-controlled Senate, they blocked Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick, remember? So, Ginsburg publicly called on the Senate to go through the nomination. Ginsburg, at the time when she was alive, she said, that's their job. That was back in July of 2016. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the president stops being president in his last year. Her own words, written by herself. Eight's not a good number for a collegial body that sometimes disagrees with Ginsburg said on the issues of a few months later during an event at the Smithsonian Museum. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who was with her, agreed. I think we hope there will be nine as quickly as possible. So both of the left-leaning justices, at a time when they thought it might benefit them, said that, no, that's the wrong thing to do. We need to go through the process. They need to take the nomination, and the Senate needs to bring it up for a vote as soon as possible. But now that it doesn't suit them, now that it might be a little different, now that the Republicans have control of the Senate, whole different animal. Does anybody else find this? Well, actually, it's not surprising. Come on, seriously, it's not, is it? Right? We didn't expect it. I didn't expect anything different from anyhow. Senator Ted Cruz made the same argument Friday night. He added that since the 2020 election results are expected to be contested, an 8-member court poses a real problem now, doesn't it? And the Democrats know it. Look, there are a lot of things. They're not stupid. They may do stupid stuff. They're not stupid. They know this game. They've been perfecting this game for years. Whether it's voter fraud or playing games, skirting the issue, stepping over the law, stomping on the law, they've been doing this for years. And Democrats and Joe Biden made it clear that they intend to challenge the election. They intend to fight the legitimacy of the election. Look at, they've said it. They're setting up attorneys in every single state. Now, you know that voter fraud usually turned towards Democrats. It's usually done by Democrats, and just look it up yourself. Exclusively, no. Majority, massive majority, yes. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin, I'm sure, has a lot to say about this. We'll find out more on the other side of the break. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always love it when you join us. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and you may even want to sign up for the text alerts. And that is so simple, I make it so brain dead for you. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Now here she is, always enjoy having her with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick things off and make sure we get the right thing happening. Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm alive. Alive is good, from what I understand. Unlike, as we saw on Friday. Now, listen, I have to say this because people think that we're just being nasty, but a human died. I think she's got grandchildren. I know she has children. So this is not the person we're not pounding on her. But sweet Jesus, she's been sick for a while. You made a comment during the break that, you know, the best thing she could have done was retired back in 14-15, and that would have been plenty of time for Obama to have replaced her.
Yep.
You know? So...
I'm not sure why she stayed on all that time.
Well, she was like effective. I mean, for the Dems, she was effective.
Well, right. But if she really cared... And making sure that her replacement happened, you know, under a president that would put another left-wing activist in, she would have done it under Obama. But I think we were talking, and I think the reason is because the Republicans had control of the Senate, so Obama wouldn't have gotten a left-wing activist judge in again.
Right.
Wouldn't have happened.
Nope.
And he offered up Merrick Garland, but screw that. This is what I don't understand. The Supreme Court justices are supposed to uphold the Constitution. The Constitution is pretty clear, and what's happened over time is the left has demented it to be what they want to push their agenda. And that's not how it's supposed to work. If you want to get stuff passed, if you want to get some extreme left-wing agenda passed, do it in the legislature. Oh, they haven't been able to, so they've been relying on courts, where they push left-wing judges.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. Look, it has always bothered me that we have, 5-4 decisions, if you would. Because if you listen to the opinions, if you listen to what they write, they are leaning towards what they believe in. And I'm talking about conservative judges and liberal judges. You need to go by the letter of the law of the Constitution. It's not flexible, and it's not ever breathing and growing, is it?
Nope. The founders worked really hard to make it a rock-solid document that can be changed, as we know. It can be changed, but a majority of the country has to agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm good with that.
Yep.
I'm totally good with that. If the majority of the entire country agrees with an amendment, I'm still iffy on the 19th Amendment, but that's a different story. but no, if a majority, it works, right? We get it done. And I'm good with that, but what they've been doing, it's not right. It's not what our founding fathers intended, and it's actually harmed the country. That's why, at first, when she died, of course, you know, it's sad for her family.
Sure.
Obviously, any death is sad. But instantly... they all started talking, you know, the Supreme Court, we're going to burn stuff down. You can't elect another one or nominate another one. And I'm thinking, probably not a good idea. And then I thought about it more, and I realized the reason that they couldn't do it under Obama was because the Republicans were the majority. The reason they couldn't do it different times for same reason, you know, the majority was the opposite party. If Democrats had the executive branch and the Senate, we'd already have a nomination right now within an hour of the death of her.
Well,
or any justice.
George W.
If they had control.
The day after Rehnquist died, was it a day or 2 days later? He had a nomination to replace Rehnquist.
We can't have the court be 8 justices.
No, especially with a contested election.
Yes, especially with this election that's going to be a complete you-know-what storm coming up. Absolutely not. It has to be filled. It's an obligation of the president and the Senate to the people of the United States of America. I really don't care if you're triggered or you're upset. I really don't care. It's an obligation, and when we have something we know is coming up that's going to be affected, it has to be taken care of and filled.
So listen, Ruth has reached out from beyond the grave, because back in the last year of Obama's presidency, right, when Garland was nominated, She opened up, and what did she say? She said,
it's their job.
Senate needs to go through with the nomination. That is their job. And guess who agreed with her?
Chuck Schumer.
Sotomayor.
No. Oh,
well, yeah. Listen, they all did because they wanted him. Right?
Right.
And my argument, I don't know if you have any buddies that are Democrats now that are really fuming right now. I said, listen, here's where I'm confused. You guys always say no one's above the law. We have to follow the Constitution. We have to do the right thing. So are you now saying two wrongs make a right? So you want us to break the law because you're mad at us for what you perceive us as breaking the law? Or do you want us to follow the law? Which is it? And it shuts them down. They get so mad. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they're super hypocrites. I mean, you look up hypocrite in the dictionary and Democrats' faces are right next to it.
The Democrats.
Especially
logos there.
Especially Ivanka Pelosi.
Oh, she is totally out of control right now. Somebody needs to duct tape her in
somewhere. Wait. Okay. So I'm talking to my husband today and he's like, if it's a contested election and no one is picked by the date of the inauguration, Nancy Pelosi takes over as acting president. Is that true?
No, not true.
Thank you, dear God Almighty.
No, but it's scarier than that. Much
what happens?
That. So, listen, this, for some of those who are going to try to call me on the carpet, this is the cut and dry constitutional way it goes down, all right? First of all, if the elections aren't certified, who else isn't certified? Congress. So if they're not certified by January 3rd, we have no Congress. We can fumigate the place. They're not going to hurt anybody.
Wow.
We only have 65 senators left. The majority of them are Democrats, so the Senate pro tem would be temporary president. I'll tell you more about it on the side of the break. Joe Bocini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While the arguments continue between Republicans and Democrats on whether or not President Donald Trump should replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg before he leaves office, Vice President Mike Pence said it's Trump's constitutional duty to do so.
President Trump believes that he has an obligation under the Constitution of the United States to put forward a nominee for the Supreme Court. There have been 29 times that there have been vacancies since George Washington through Barack Obama. In all 29 cases, President has made a nomination to the Supreme Court during an election year, and President Trump believes that it's his responsibility and his duty to do that again.
Since Senate Democrats have virtually no tools at their disposal to block the Republicans' efforts to move forward with the confirmation process, they are begging their GOP colleagues to wait until after inauguration before confirming a justice to fill Ginsburg's seat. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Listen, let me just get to it because I got so much I want to talk to her about. I'm not wasting time with this. You guys know how to get there. Joe Messina, your host, TheRealSide.com. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time in kicking off the weekend, but you know what I mean. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Pretty dull weekend, huh?
I wish I was kicking off the weekend.
Oh, God. No, kicking off the week with the weekend crap that went down, right?
You said the weekend, and I'm like, oh, I wish. Hey, I was teaching women to shoot again this weekend. It's fabulous.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah.
And, you know.
Big time now, you know.
Well, it is. I mean, we had a waiting list. The class fills up within 24 hours. Of posting. But, you know, something has shifted from a couple of years ago. I've been doing this now for 6 years. But something has shifted. Because, you know, we always ask, so, you know, why did you want to learn how to shoot firearms? And the number one answer from all women now is self-defense. I want to protect myself and my family. Whereas before it was, my husband has guns, I just want to understand how they work, or I never shot one, I just want to, you know, see how they work and try it. It's shifted, it's completely about self-defense and protection.
And I'm sure they're only Republicans, right?
Oh, no. No, we have students and members from all political parties.
Wow.
And from a few states.
Wow. Well,
yeah, we had a couple Mass people, Maine and Vermont. Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
That's interesting.
We offer something that not many people offer because we're all women staff and instructors and range staff. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's sort of a different environment. A lot of times, classes are women only classes, but there's a male instructor or range safety officer. So it's not. You know, it's great being in class with all women, but this time you have women teachers, instructors. We're special.
Yeah, truly. No question about it. All right.
That's a huge thing coming up in this election, because if you care about your Second Amendment rights, you can't possibly vote for Joe Biden.
But these people, listen, Kimberly, these people actually believe that when they... if they take away your right, your Second Amendment rights, if they go ahead and take your guns away from you, then we will be so much more secure. They really believe that. It's like the nutjobs that used to believe if we disarmed first, if we took our nuclear weapons down, if we pared our military down, then we wouldn't be seen as the bullies and people would back down and we wouldn't have guns anymore. Now we'd have daisies.
Yeah, right. There was violence. Humans have been committing violence against other humans since before long before firearms were ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
So that's stupid logic.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look at Chicago. They'll find anything at this point. And nobody wants to talk about Chicago. So
nope.
let's get back to Ginsburg for a second, because this is fun.
Okay, sorry. Right. You know what, tangent.
Well, here's the problem. This is what's fun. So we all feel that his nominee is going to be what? Amy Coney Barrett, right?
Yep.
She was confirmed before. All right. She's young. She's 48 years old. So here we have, I mean, this is the Democrats' nightmare. Here we have a 48-year-old woman who's very successful, handles a home with 7 kids while having her career, right? Has adopted 2 of the 7 kids, and
from Haiti.
Yes, from Haiti, and I'm sorry. How are you going to come against her? Now, this is the one that Harris was openly said that she was too religious to be a justice.
Yeah, and, you know, somebody brought up the Hobby Lobby case and something else, and I'm like, that has nothing to do with religion. She's right. I said, I'm agnostic, and I agree. Like, people are just clueless. But Democrats are huge religious bigots, so. But, yeah, so I was talking to someone, and they're like, well, they can't say, you know, bring in some surprise person that said she sexually assaulted them. That's not going to work. they'll go for she's racist. And that's what I brought up. Yeah, that's not going to work either. She adopted 2 children from Haiti.
Well,
the only thing they have,
you know, both
is the religious bigotry.
Oh, both, and No. Well, you know what they're already saying, right?
What? No, what?
He's bringing her in to get to put down Roe versus Wade.
Who cares? It's a state's issue. This is what makes me angry. Sorry. This is what makes me angry. Roe v. Wade was always a state's issue. The justices who pushed that and moved that forward were wrong when they did that. In my opinion, they violated the Constitution because it was interfering with states' rights. States already had abortion laws in place. If the states really wanted to change them, the people could elect the people to do that. But they don't tell anybody that.
No.
They don't tell their supporters, guys, Roe v. Wade doesn't matter. States can make their own laws. And if you don't like the laws in your state, what do we tell people, Joe?
Change them. Elect new people. Do something about it.
Elect new people. Become an activist. Make the laws change. Not going to happen overnight. Might take several years. But you keep hammering and you keep pushing and you keep gathering support and you get it done. That's how it works at the state level. Well, maybe not Massachusetts or California, but that's a different ballgame.
We are definitely on a different planet out here. There's no way around it, you know?
Yeah.
And I tell people that all the time. You look at what's happening. There's 31 bills, more than that now. I think it's up to 45 or something like that, sitting on the floor to pull the power back away. Did you hear what I said? Back away from Governor Newsom. Because they gave him, when this first started, and they all left Sacramento, they gave him the power to make most of these decisions on his own without the legislature. Because they figured it was going to be a short period of time. And now that it's been too long, they're trying to pull the power back from them. They couldn't do it. And I'll tell you something else you'll appreciate. California's last legislative night, a habit of theirs, was they used to lock the doors and pull the clock on the wall.
Huh.
All right? Because they had to be done at 11:55. So about 11:30, they would pull the clock, and they would go through until they got all the bills done. And then they would plug it back in and say, okay, look what we did. We did them all. Anyway, this year, they had so much backlash because they were doing some on Zoom. They locked out 9 Republicans who were exposed, quote-unquote, to COVID. So they were only able to get in through Zoom and vote through Zoom. You couldn't hear them. I mean, think about the setup here.
Wow.
So there was so much nastiness. There were three, I think it was 2 women or 3 Republican women on the floor. And they didn't filibuster, but they talked so much, they ran the clock out. They forgot to unplug the clock. They only got through about 60% of the bills. They only did about 60% of the damage they could have done. People don't realize how this is done, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's still like that in California. It's different every state. People really need to be aware of what goes on in their states. And I know we talk about this often, but they really do, because that's where the biggest damage comes from in this country, is your own state legislature destroying your rights. I was talking to a Democrat, a far left wing Democrat, and he's like, what are you talking about? Democrats aren't trying to take your guns away or put more gun control in. They just want safe, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you're obviously not paying attention, because across every state, Democrats are pushing extreme gun control laws. Every single state. And they get away with it in some, like New Jersey, Massachusetts, California. But they're not getting it away with it in other states where people fight back. But they are pushing it all across the country. And Biden already said he would put Beta Boy in charge of taking our guns.
Oh, God. Isn't he great?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. He's a lot of fun. What's it,
Beta Boy?
Beto O'Rourke, right?
God, yeah.
The Irish Hispanic or something? I don't know.
He's dumb as dirt. I don't know how the hell he ever got into a position of running for anything.
Not saying anything. Not a word. Got lots of money. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll listen to Real Side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You know, I just watched that movie again the other night. It's one of my favorites. Not because of Cher. I can't stand Cher. I wish I would have found something. You know, Marissa Tomei would have been a better person for that role. Anyhow, I thought it was great. So I watched it again the other night, and I was thinking to myself, that was one of my family's homes. That's what all they were like. We were always popping in on each other. Somebody was always yelling. They weren't, like, yelling. They were just loud people. You don't look back me up.
That's because they're Italian.
Yeah, go.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. You couldn't control your son. But it's true. They were always loud. There was always something going on in the morning. There was always coffee brewing, you know, especially first thing in the morning. And, yeah, somebody was always speaking loudly at another person. So, anyhow, I really
it's
didn't
not, yeah, it's not, yeah, it wasn't yelling. It's just speaking loudly.
That's right. Speaking with fervor.
Passion, spirited, let's say that.
Spirited conversation.
Speaking spiritedly with their hands and loud voices. There's no such thing as an inside voice for someone who's Italian.
That's, you know, that's my youngest son. I tell him, turn your voice down. He goes, really? We have inside voices, do we?
See?
Yeah, no, I love it. So, I don't know how much you... I didn't set you up for this, but I don't know how much you believe this. But the more and more I read about it, the more and more I am, the more and more I'm convinced that there is so much outside money coming in from China, Russia, and other places because they do not want Trump for a second term. I mean, think about all the things he's done to these countries that have actually helped us out. you know?
Yeah, I get the DOJ already said China, Iran, and Russia are interfering with the election. And the morons on the left think that China, I mean, think that Russia is interfering for Trump. Are they? They're morons, okay? Trump has put in more sanctions against them. Trump's the one who pushed on against China on their deal. And, you know, China sent the communist Chinese government sent the coronavirus here intentionally during an election year.
Oh, hey.
And then, of course, the Democrats ran with it to make everything worse.
Oh, yeah. And it's all Trump's fault, right? And yet they can't squelch this economy, can they? I mean, you see it going, it's going up and down. They were talking about how it was going to be in a tank. I remember the early days, you know, when Corona first started, he did such a poor job. We're going to be at 25 and 30% unemployment in no time at all. We need to fix this now. I don't think we're even in double digits anymore, are we?
No, I think it was down to eight
point something. But even,
they didn't think was going to happen.
Yeah. They were, well, just like when he first got in, remember? The market was going to tank and all this bad stuff was going to happen. Well, guess what? It didn't. So they had to create
it. That's what would happen if Biden was elected. The market will tank because he already said he's going to raise taxes on everyone, raise taxes on businesses, raise taxes on capital gains, spend $1 trillion for climate cult. BS. God, people, please freaking wake up. I know Trump is boorish and he says stupid things sometimes, but his actions speak louder than his words. Look at his record and what he has done, what he has actually done to make this country better. And you'll see the truth. Don't listen to what he says. Watch what he does.
Yeah.
And you know me, Joe. I did not vote for Trump.
No, you didn't like him.
I
remember you
to,
and I talking about it. You go back.
I wanted to throat punch him, but I did not vote for him, and I just let it play out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, he won. Whatever. What are you going to do? Right?
Yep.
Doesn't matter. I certainly didn't want Hillary.
Well, so you're the one that started all this. You said, "What are you going to do?" They said, "We'll show you what we're going to do," and they started doing it. I mean, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So. He started, and he's done a lot of things I didn't even know he did that I agree with. I don't agree with everything, of course, but who's gonna? But it was after the Kavanaugh hearings that the Kavanaugh hearings really made me angry. Like,
a lot of
really made me angry. And that was the beginning. That was the beginning of when I'm like, yeah, no. No, I mean, I stood at the polls all day holding signs against Democrats. I said, you see what they did to Kavanaugh? What do you think they'll do to you? I'm not kidding.
No.
And I never stood. I will not be doing that this year because I can't even stand it. But, I never did that before for anybody. Even when I worked on campaigns or helped on campaigns, never did that. I did it randomly on my own. Didn't plan it with anyone. Just did it. Made, you know, one of the, what do they call them? The sticks? Totem poles.
Yeah. No, listen.
Because that's how angry I was over the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah, but they're telling me, and again, I agree with you, there's a lot of women that have met over those hearings, but I'm hearing that the suburban women are very upset with Donald Trump. Therefore, they will not be supporting him and or voting for them. I find that hard to believe. I find it hard to believe that the suburban women in the flyover states in the middle of this country are really teed off at Trump for up until recently, putting more food on their table, making sure their husbands were working, making sure they had a future to look forward to, right?
Okay, so let me tell you something. I you know me. I talk to regular people all the time. I just was talking to someone, and she's lives in suburbia, and she voted for Obama twice and Hillary in 2016. She's angry at the violence that's going on in these cities and that Democrats are allowing it to happen. And she's voting Trump. Lifelong Democrat. Lifelong Democrat.
We're seeing that more and more, aren't we? We're seeing it more and more happen. We're seeing more and more Democrats stepping up and saying, look, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I'm done with this. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what happened to my party. Look at Leo Terrell.
Yeah.
My God,
oh my God,
he's
that
Democrat
I love that
DNA.
One.
Right?
That's my favorite one. Yeah. Yeah. He was always a hardcore, like, not a hardcore lefty, a hardcore Democrat. Because Democrats, like my in-laws, are completely not the same as what the left-wing loons like AOC and Pelosi and all those guys have turned out to be. And Pelosi didn't used to be that way, but she let the extremists get a hold of her party and get out of control. Because they served a purpose. They were useful idiots before. You know, they would be activists for them and do all this stuff and get people to vote, etc. But then they took over. And then they started being activists against Democrats. And it's not working out so good for Nancy.
No. No, you know, I have him on from time to time here, Dr. Lamero. And he's been saying for, what, 18 months now that the Democrat Party is imploding. It's gonna tear itself apart from inside because they can't agree on what they believe. They cannot. It's not minor disagreements. I mean, some of them want them to take a hardcore left and hit the gas pedal.
Well, and the thing is, a majority of this country doesn't agree with any of that, and some. Oh, I don't want. I'm trying not to be rude. Some people are completely uninformed.
That's true.
And I've been seeing a lot of that from walkaway people. I didn't know. I just listened to one side. I didn't know the truth.
Oh, yeah.
And they walked away. There's a lot of them like that. So I'm not trying to be insulting to any individuals, but they are being deliberately told untruths, deliberately told flat-out lies, deliberately kept ignorant so that they can just hate the other side. And it used to be just the other side isn't informed, but now it's just they're being actually told to hate the other side and get in their faces a la Maxine Waters.
Oh. We haven't heard much from her lately. You think it's because she's like totally out of control, probably bouncing around her living room? What do you think?
I'm thinking somebody probably finally locked her up in the asylum she should be in.
Great. That would be so cool, right? I don't know. So when does he nominate? And let me see. Between now and next week, what do you see happening with his nomination?
Friday or Saturday.
You think he's going to wait
that long? He's going to
nominate. Really?
He's already said it. He said it on his... Okay. He was speaking in Ohio at a rally. He said Friday or Saturday he's going to announce. He's meeting with them all this week. And then he's going to announce it. I think he should do it Friday so they just flip out all weekend.
Oh, yeah. All weekend long. They would be gnawing on their own arms, right? I mean,
yeah,
seriously.
I think it would be awesome. And then McConnell will move forward on Monday.
All right. So, yeah, but then you got who's the senator north of you? What's her name?
Susan Collins.
Collins.
She's not going to do it.
Was she going to say no?
She's not going to do it. Murkowski isn't going to do it.
She's going to lose.
Cory Gardner isn't going to do it.
Oh.
And, you know, Romney, you can't trust him. I could trust him as far as I can throw his dog off the roof while driving down the road. I warned Utah. They didn't listen.
No. His family, for some reason, somehow... is well received in Utah. I guess there they hold him in high esteem. But so does the nomination go through or not?
Just like they hold the Kennedys in Massachusetts in high esteem.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
No more Kennedys, though.
Come on. Old guard Kennedys aren't around anymore.
Joe Kennedy Jr.'s gone now, too.
Yep. That's what I mean. Anyway, where do we find you?
Oh, yeah, graniterock.com and conservativeind on Twitter.
All right, Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk to Dr. Bridget Melson. I mean, seriously, we need to find out what is bringing on all this hate. Why can't people control themselves? They need to take the red pill. We'll be back in a little bit.